This piece was brought to you by TechServe, techserve.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Most of us don't normally call up Fergie to watch some Netflix before settling in to make dinner, but through the new 2 Chainz cookbook, hashtag mealtimes, we can pretend. John Clace and Peter Selesby from the music department at Yale University read hashtag mealtimes and wanted to explore the relationships between celebrities and their fans through cookbooks.
Why not? Let's go get a pizza after class one day and write an abstract.
After reviewing a half a dozen or so cookbooks, ranging from Cooking with Coolio to Ted Nugent's Kill It and Grill It, Peter and John found a fascinating intersection between persona and personal connection.
2 Chainz will often kind of step right into his character and begin a recipe with something like, put on your Versace apron, or if you're wearing a four-fingered ring, take it off and place it aside. Through the way he's assembled these instructions and put pictures of the food next to gold chains, there's obviously a layer of absurdity there that goes perfectly with his performing character.
2 Chainz presents the cookbook as,
these are dishes that you should be making on the tour bus, and they're of course absolutely impossible to make on a tour bus, but nonetheless they're like these dishes that he loves and he has memories about, and so can the audience.
And though the recipes might instruct you to sprinkle salt and pepper on the most expensive rack of lamb in the store, they are simple recipes designed to avoid feeling terrible after long stretches of traveling. Sometimes celebrity character came at the expense of the food.
In Coolio's cookbook, he sets up a measurement of a dime bag and a nickel bag, which are 1 tablespoon and 1 teaspoon. And in one of his recipes, he instructs you to use a dime bag of salt or a tablespoon of salt for 2 servings worth of a corn salad. And I looked it up, and it would be, in 1 serving of this corn salad, 145% of your day's sodium.
Or they found out things they didn't want to know about Ted Nugent.
Here he's talking about shooting a deer, and my very being rode the shaft straight through the vitals of the beast. You know, you just get like that kind of imagery, and it's very interesting because he's positing it as this sort of like family activity, like we can go out together, we can build community through the killing of animals in the wild, and we love it so much, and yet you still get these like directly sexual imagery. It kind of like takes you aback. It's a wonderful book. I suggest to anyone read Ted Nugent's cookbook.
But other cookbooks featured thoughtful memoirs of personal history, like Isaac Hayes' Cooking with Heart and Soul.
Isaac Hayes' kind of cookbook as memoir goes through his family. It goes all the way back to the period right after slavery and says, this is the plot of land in Mississippi that my family's from. They were sharecroppers. I come from that tradition, and this is the kind of food ways I want to put forward in this cookbook. So when you're cooking with heart and soul, you're not only just partaking in Isaac Hayes, a soul musician, but as Isaac Hayes from a long line of African-American food ways.
Most consumer music is a passive activity. Like listening to a record or buying a concert t-shirt, you receive what the artist is putting out there. But cookbooks offer a more dynamic way of engaging with your favorite artists. At the very least, it's food they like. And at most, they're sharing a part of their memories with you. Working step by step through a recipe, you can imagine that they went through the same motions, with Fergie as a sous chef. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Meredith Hodnott.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is IDID by Obesity. Thanks for listening.